ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the 300 Par Podcast. This is a golf podcast where
little white ball is life.
I'm your host, Scotty T, and I'm joined by my co-host, T-Bone. T-Bone, how you doing, my friend?
Not too shabby, not too shabby. Not going to lie, I wanted to call it off today. I somehow played 36 holes this weekend and almost died, and then just did some yard work. So I've gotten too much sun. I wasn't feeling it, but Scotty T doesn't miss a tee time. We don't miss a podcast. So had to deliver.
Hey, that's right. Hey, it sounds like you need some Drinkin' Buddy, because that's who our podcast is sponsored by, Drinkin' Buddy. They're pills that you take with the last drink of the day, which sounds like T-Bone playing 36 holes, man. Where there are some drinks flowing out there, I can only assume, right?
Yeah, there were a few. Honestly, it was like drinking everything possible, beer, water, Gatorade, like just trying not to die. Drinking Buddy was definitely needed this weekend.
Absolutely. Like I said, Drinking Buddy, friends of the pod, we love them. They're sponsoring our show. So go to drinkingbuddy.com, use promo code 300 for 10% off your order. You take the pills with the last with your last drink of the night. It's gonna make you feel better. Like I said, it's gonna take that edge off the next morning, maybe a little less of a headache. Our tagline here, I think, T-Bone, we're gonna stick with it. It helps you make your tee times in the morning, because like you said, we don't miss tee times here at 300 Par Pod. So we love them.
Tee times, and we don't miss podcasts either, except for that 2-year stretch where we took a brief pause.
I know. That was a very long little stretch we took there. So yeah, no, that's, yeah. I love that. But again, go to drinkingbuddy.com, promo code 300, get 10% off your order. So go support them. We love our friends over at Drinking Buddy. Also, officially, we're sponsored by Heineken, thanks to the 300 Par bottle that T-Bone got when he was over in Europe. So shout out to, was it Heineken?
Heineken. Yeah.
So shout out to Heineken for the unofficial sponsorship of 300 Par Pod. So T-Bone, you played 36. Where'd you play at?
Well, hold on. I do, without your permission, I do need to throw on a third sponsor.
Okay. More the merrier.
I don't know if my internet sucks or if it's you. Probably me. Anyways, bear with us here, folks. Apparently, our next sponsor is not Xfinity. But anyways, this episode is brought to you by Waterloo Turf. If you're in the Austin area, looking for some artificial grass, hit up my boy Lance at Waterloo Turf. We're working on a promo code right now. Currently in Austin, looking to expand around the hill country, but they're rocking and rolling. Again, I think all our sponsors are lining up. Drinking, that's happens on the course. Turf, we're usually hitting off of artificial mats. It would be amazing if all the mats were Waterloo Turf. But he's getting there. So yeah, if you're in the Austin area looking for artificial turf, hit up my boy Lance.
Hey, we love Lance over there, Waterloo Turf, the Hill Country area. Again, if you live in the Austin area, tell Lance that 300 Par sent you. He knows who we are. So good times. Hey, shout out to you, Lance. Appreciate you, man, for the official sponsorship of 300 Par Pod. Hey, the more the merrier. That's three sponsors now, T-Bone. Look at us. Crazy town.
Yeah, we're rocking and rolling. I don't think.
Hey, I can tell you too. We turfed our little backyard. I don't have a big backyard, right? I mean, you've been over. It's a little side. I live in a zero lot house. Turfing was one of the best decisions we made here. So if you're even on the cusp or thinking about turfing it, call Lance, Waterloo Turf. Because honestly, turfing is, I know it's like, it can be a bit expensive, but think about how much time or how much you save on labor. There you go, Lance. There's your promo code. And then you can put a little putting green in there, work on your putting. No more three putts. If you get Waterloo Turf, no more three putts. How about that?
I think that's accurate. And I just had to mow about 8 by 15 feet of grass, and I literally wanted to cancel the episode today. It sucks, especially in this heat. Go get you some turf, baby.
Yeah, go get you some turf. Well, speaking of heat, I'm back in Houston. So go check out the last episode, at least on YouTube. You can see the beautiful mountains of Colorado. But now I'm back in my office here at home. But you can see I got a little Masters flag there with a bike in the back. But yeah, man, glad to be back. Man, ready to talk some golf? Want to talk some Keegan Bradley, Travelers Championship?
I've got a little segment
Oh, let's hear it.
actually that I want to throw by you. Not even a segment, just more of a, this could actually be a top five in the future now that I think about it, but we'll do a little appetizer here. So I played Wildcat this weekend, which was a great choice. You know, one of the hottest days of the year, play the course with no trees. So it was hot as shit out, but played Highlands with some buddies. And for some reason, we always play Highlands at Wildcat, and I do enjoy it. And it's a lot of fun. It's a unique course. If you're ever traveling to Houston, I actually recommend you play it because I think it's really unique. But I think it has at least two of the worst holes in Houston, if not the state of Texas. Absolutely terrible golf holes. Probably three now that I think about it, but. And to go through them, the first one is number seven on Highlands. If you play one up from the tips, you've got to hit about, we had about 240 layup into the wind. From there, if you do lay up, you want to lay back a little bit. So you have about hit about 220. You'll have 170 in uphill to a blind shot. It is horrible. And then once you get to the green, there's like three different tiers, and that's
Yeah.
elevated. And it's just like the tee shot's terrible, the approach shot's terrible, and the green's terrible. A layup, a blind shot, a terrible. I mean, I get so pissed off every time I play that hole. So that's one. Then you go to nine, and it's a par five downhole or downhill. Well, I'm going through these holes, Scotty T. I think you should think of any that are comparable to be considered. But,
Okay.
anyways, the next hole is number nine, dogleg left downhill. And there's like OB stakes, but no one's ever going to like count that as OB because it's just another fairway. So you can lay up right, or you can just hit a rope hook and then have like an iron in from the other fairway. And you're probably going to kill someone because they're in the fairway on 11. So there's a those two, and then I think probably the worst of them all is number 15, which is a par five. Again, you've got it's a wide fairway that then gets cut in half. So you basically have to hit 3 iron, maybe 3 wood, about 230, and then you pretty much have to hit another 200 plus yard shot into a basically a dining room table, and then it's up to the right. The green's elevated, you can't see anything. Those three holes just, I always talk about it every time I play there, and it makes me so mad how bad those holes are because I do kind of like the course, but it's brutal. So that
Yeah.
wanted me to bring up the topic of what are some of the worst holes in Houston?
Man, worst holes in Houston. You really kind of put me on the spot here. Oh, man. Yeah, no, I think, yeah, Wildcat Highlands is probably the worst offender, I would say. Yeah, because even if you're looking at number nine, that par five, did you say nine earlier? Yeah,
Yeah.
it's like that dogleg left, and you got to hit an iron, then you have to hit another. It's the whole thing's an absolute mess. I feel like I almost get hit there, especially on like that 2-3, the number two, when people are going for that green and two, and the tee box on three is right there. I feel like I get hit every other time, or pretty daggum close. Some other bad holes, man. I'd have to really think on this because. Like if you want to talk about Herman Park, like I think every hole out there is a bad golf hole. All due
Yeah.
respect, sorry. Man, yeah, I don't know any really off the top of my head. I mean, I could think of some really tough holes across town that aren't
I'll tell you
necessarily
one that's
bad
kind of
holes.
one that's I think pretty consistently a bummer is 16 at Eagle Point.
Oh, okay.
I don't think anyone likes
Interesting.
that hole. It's the downhill about there's two creeks.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a probably 230, 50-ish layup, and then Water left, like trees right, kind of hilly. If you go long, you're screwed. I think a lot of people hit that hole. But yeah, this could maybe be a top five in the future. Maybe we could do best holes as well. But
Yeah. You know, the old Sugar Creek design, number three, there was like that par five that was, it was a terrible par five, but it was a really good par four. It was only like 475, and then, you know, took that dogleg left over the pond before the massive par three. And it's like, you know, again, that's a good par four, but a par five, I mean, even if you just hit the driver out there, it's an easy layup. And like, or even the old Memorial Park design, number eight. That was a par five, but it's like, I mean, when it's like 460, 472, like they're pretty simple par five. That's what I, it's more par fives that I don't like that are like should be par fours. But then again, for the Houston and they made that a par four. Even at Gus Wortham, you want to talk about number two and three, maybe that's one of those bad holes too, where it's like right along the highway right there, where you're, if you don't hit the fairway, you're in the taqueria off to the side. Like,
Yep.
it's just, or no, not even taqueria, you're in somebody's windshield. Because,
Yep.
but that's not a great par five, but that's a really good par four, like they set it up in the Houston Am. So that's kind of what at least goes to my head at first.
Yeah. No,
Interesting.
I think two is fair. Three's got some meat to it. It's a little bit longer, but yeah, don't prefer holes along the road for sure. Oh, I got the number one. I got the number one.
Okay.
It's not really their fault, but it is. I always put it on our Insta story. The iconic seventh at Jersey Meadows. It's got the power lines going through the fairway. yeah, they got multiple.
Anytime you got power lines coming through, that is
Me
stuff.
and my brother were saying that they should embrace it. They should make their logo like Jersey Meadows and then just have like the power cables going through it. I think that would be so cool.
That would be great.
Take notes, Jersey.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. There's got to be like one or two at Sharpstown too that just really rubs me the wrong way.
I've actually never played there. And no
Really?
one really says I'm missing out, but
No, I don't think so. That's my dad's favorite place to play, Sharpstown. I'm
Man,
like, Dad, we got to
that's
get you out
rough.
more.
Hey, at least he plays.
At least he plays. That's right. Thankful that my dad can still play. Hey, I'm actually gonna play with him on Sunday. It's his birthday, so happy birthday, Dad.
Oh, nice. Sweet.
Yeah,
Sweet.
we're playing at Cypress Lakes. Remember that one? That's the one where we
Nice.
did the HRC
Yeah.
Open. First time, first
Yeah.
winners.
Yeah, it was a good time. I actually heard rumors that they're trying to close it, which
I
would
did
be
hear
a
that as well.
bummer. It's a good course.
It
Yeah.
was a good course. So they always touted that they had the best greens. And yeah, I don't know. I don't think they have the best greens anymore. Really, I think the freeze really killed them. And I don't know if they ever sunk the money in to really get them back.
Yep.
Which is so unfortunate. You know, I was actually talking to, so I made a friend actually out, which your brother was in Vail this weekend or this week. I should have, he texted me. I gave him a golf course recommendation, but he played the same course that I did the same day. Probably shouldn't have played together because I was by myself. So sorry, Luke. But
Oh, next time.
yeah, so we got paired up with this random person. We were talking about the freeze because he was from Boston, or he was from New York. About a guy about our age, and we were just I was talking like how many golf courses got hammered by the freeze, and it almost took him a year to come back because it got so hot right after too. Like the freeze was in February. It wasn't a mild spring, if I remember correctly. And so it goes from that cold to that hot that quick. Like the greens can't bounce back that quick.
Yeah, you would think it's a little different up north, but I don't know if that grass is used to it or what, but
Dude, apparently
yeah, no,
Eaglevale.
it's got some long-term effects, I feel like. What?
So it wasn't Eaglevale, it was Vail Golf Club. Vail Golf Club has seven greens that are under construction. So there's seven holes out there where you have like a modified green in the middle of the
Oh,
fairway.
man.
That's half, almost half the golf course. Because I was kind of asking around. Apparently, there's some dumbass greenskeeper up there who just like can't handle the green there. Like I
Yeah.
don't, and sorry, like I don't know if that's true or not. So rumors, but yeah, like so they had a really, it was a longer winter than usual. Like even I think a couple weeks before we got there, it was still snowing, which is just crazy town to think about because it's over 100 degrees down here in Houston right now. But it was seven greens that were lost, and they're still like charging full price. I'm like, look, if half of the greens are in the middle of the effing fairway, I don't want to pay full price for that.
I don't even want to play. When it's a temporary green to me, it's just the round almost feels like an asterisk.
Yeah, seriously, like especially up there when the ball travels so much further too, and the green is 30 yards further up. I'm like, am I gonna like what? What are we doing here? Man, that's gotta be the worst part. Like, if there's any okay, how about this? What part of a if a golf course is under construction or like if they're redoing something? Like, if I'm playing a golf course and they're redoing the bunkers, I think that is fantastic. Because I can go after every bunker and it's a free drop after, But if they're like redoing greens or if the greens are lost, that's the worst. Is there anything that comes to mind like that on a golf course, Tia T-Bone?
I wouldn't put in the same boat, but I mean, cart path only is just a total buzzkill.
Yeah.
It's not as bad. It's not impacting your round, but aerated greens
Just
is
stick
always
a
a bummer.
needle, stick a knife in my heart. That is just the worst.
Aerated greens. Oh, I can't believe I haven't thought about this. I just thought of a story for my round, but I gotta tell. But
Let's hear it.
aerated greens. All right, number actually, a jackass marshal.
Ooh,
That
okay.
I had the worst experience with a marshal I've ever seen. And it was a little out of character for me with how I reacted. Are you able to hear me clearly, or do I need to make a quick move closer to my
No,
modem?
yeah, you're good. We got
Okay.
you.
So I was able to play Saturday, Sunday, so damn hot. I would not recommend it for the foreseeable future, but anyways, Gus Wortham, always have an amazing experience out there. The starter, who's I guess is a marshal as well, super cool guy. We always kind of hit it off. He get small talk, always had great interactions, and so we're playing, me and a couple buddies, same crew that always goes out there, and on hole seven, a marshal comes up to the other cart and he tells them, something, comes up to me and he goes, "Hey, you guys are a hole behind." And then he's trying to explain to me what that means. He goes, "You're a hole behind, so that means you can play faster because you got to catch up to the group behind them." And that in the group, and I'm like, and he's going on to explain to me what that means. And I go, "You realize you're not helping. We're trying to go, buddy. Okay, we're trying to go." So I was kind of pissed off there. And let's also note that the group in front of us was a threesome, and one of them was like an amateur, maybe college, at least high school, really good player. Looked like they were like practicing for a practice round or something. So good players in front of us, threesome. And we're coming up to the ninth green. Same marshal's there. And he's waiting by the putting green. And I'm looking at my friends. I go, "If this guy says something, I'm gonna chirp him. If he says something, I'm gonna chirp him." So he steps out of his cart and he's doing this to us. He's like, I'm like, "Okay." And he goes, "Guys, you're behind, 10 minutes behind. There's still a hole in front of you." And I go, I absolutely lost. I go, what the fuck do you want us to do? I was like, look at your clock. I was like, it's a 2 hour and 10 minute round on public course. Can't see the group behind us. What the fuck do you want from us? And I lost it. I lost it on this dude. And all my friends were just like horrified because, or at least I think shocked because I don't normally act like that, but I went off on this dude. And I think I kind of scared him. So he goes to another marshal when we're on 10, which is par three. And then this marshal is this old dude that I've never seen before. He gives me a ton of attitude. And he's like, you guys are a hole behind. If you don't catch up, you're gonna have to skip a hole. And I'm just like, okay, buddy, sure, whatever. So we're picking up the pace. The group behind us is now totally in the dust. We catch up to the group in front of us. And while this is happening, that original marshal is just following us. Just following us. So fast forward a little bit, I see the starter, who's the cool guy who I always see. And he goes, hey guys, or one of my friends goes, I'll handle it this time, Tops. So I go, no, this guy's cool. Let's just relax with this guy. I was like, hey, one of the lunch, he's like, you guys are holding behind. We're like, yeah, I get it. Hey, want to let you know, we've been told this like three times. This guy over here is following us. I was like, we played in 2 hours and 10 minutes. And then he like watches tee off. He's like, okay, I'm sorry. He's like, you guys are good enough to where we are not who we were. We're worried about this marshal's new. It's like, I'm sorry. And I was like, this has almost ruined my experience at Gus. I was like, but I get it. And then we also had a buddy who was playing with us. He used to work at Golf Galaxy. A lady who's a PGA professional works at Golf Galaxy, gives lessons there. Like, I don't know if she works at Golf Tech. She plays at Gus every Sunday. And I leave a wedge, and they're the group behind us. And we've passed them up. So I guess they're a little bit older and just they're just playing normal pace. And I go up to her and I was like, hey, you guys got my wedge? Like, yeah. I go, if you don't mind me asking, have you guys had trouble with the marshals out here? And she's like, oh my God. She's like, I want to kill him. She's like, she goes, I'm out here all the time, so I don't want to say anything, but you need to, I'll give you an email address for the director of golf. You need to send him an email, like do a complaint, all this stuff. And I ended up not doing it. But long story short, I think people on Sunday, if anyone else was out there and was getting harassed, I was right there with you. It was one of the most annoying things I've ever seen on the golf course. And I think that marshal's going to be working at Sharpstown or Herman Park. This man needs to be demoted. But anyways, that's my story.
So let me get this right. So he first golf-splained you, if you will.
Yeah.
He golf-splained you, explaining what it means to be a hole behind. And
Yep.
then he started chirping you out again, and you cussed him out afterwards.
Yeah.
And then he was up your ass for like two or three holes. Am I understanding this correctly? Making
Following us,
sure,
following us.
yeah. And you were probably, what, a hole behind? Or I'm sure you were like a half a hole behind at that point. And there's
Yes.
nobody behind you.
Yeah.
What a
Yeah.
dick. It's a
I saw him sitting there in his cart after he talked to us 15 minutes ago. I go, if he says something, it's not going to resonate well with me, boys. I was like, and he goes, you're 10 minutes behind. I go, I just lost it.
You lost it. I mean,
Yeah.
deservedly so. I
Yeah.
mean, deservedly so. That's a dick move. It's not cool. Yeah, he was probably just as miserable being out there that afternoon and just had to take it out on somebody. Because look, I think here's kind of the pecking order, if you will. This is my opinion. The pecking order, because the city of Houston owns three golf courses: Sharpstown, Gus Wortham, and Memorial Park. I think that's the order of levels you go up to. It's like maybe you gotta start at Sharpstown, work your way up to Gus, and then once you make it to Memorial, you've made it. Sounds like this guy needs a demotion. But also maybe he
No,
started
he needs to
off
go to
there.
Herman. He needs to go to
Oh.
Herman, even lower.
Oh man, yikes. Well, look, when you're at Herman and Sharpstown, that kind of molds you. You gotta be tough because you never know like what kind of characters you're gonna see
Yeah.
on the course. Or what kind of yeah, I'm not gonna go there, but you know what where I'm getting at. It's rougher
Yeah.
part of town.
And I'm already sweating thinking about this story. It's getting me worked up.
Wow. Yeah, man, that's crazy. Have you ever been kicked off a golf course before? By the marshal?
Yeah, and it was deservedly so.
Really?
Deservedly so. I'll be the first to admit. Actually, I don't even think we did get kicked off, but long story short, loyal listener, Drew Tolson, had a bachelor party and we were playing a 9-hole course with, I think, three foursomes. Let's just say we finished nine, only paid for nine, kept playing as a 12-some with no shirts on.
Okay, yeah, that'll do it. That'll do
And I
it.
don't think we even got kicked off. I think he just said, "Gentlemen, would you mind putting your shirts back on?" I think that was kind of the end of
Wow, playing as a
it.
12-some, hammered, no
Yeah.
shirts.
Hey, I never said that. Never said that.
I
Never
mean,
said
I figured
hammered.
that you say you're at a bachelor party, like, come on.
Yeah. So I got in less trouble for that than at
Yeah.
Gus being a hole behind, playing
Wow.
5 to 10 minutes behind schedule. So it's the way she goes. Have
You know, there was one time I got
you been
kicked
kicked
off the
off?
golf course. Yeah, there was
Yeah.
one time I got kicked off the golf course. It was at Sugar Creek, and
Oh
I forgot
shit, home
who I was
course.
playing with. I know it was the home course too. Like, so that's when you know it's you kind of messed up a little bit. But look, we didn't do anything like that bad. It was more if I remember correctly, it was just a slow day. I can't remember if it was a holiday. I think it was around like Memorial Day or whatnot. And we just like kind of kept bouncing around the holes, like trying to pass this one specific group who's been really slow. And like we did it twice and they called the marshal on us and he kicked us off the course. But my dad wasn't necessarily thrilled about that, you know, being a member or whatnot. He was like, this is ridiculous. Like, were they being slow? Like, yes, we just passed him up. And he was like, he did it twice. He was like, probably should have done it twice, but I don't think that deserved to be kicked off the course. And I was like, I agree. So yeah, and then they apologized. Kind of the same thing. I think it was just a marshal who was just trying to, you know, flex a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good
Yeah.
times.
I'm thinking of stories now. Now, I got one more, and I wasn't here for this one. If I was, I would have absolutely strangled this guy. Well, we'll throw a name out there. Another loyal listener, Mr. Tomas Hirsch. But this was back in high school. I wasn't there again, thankfully, or else I wouldn't have let this happen.
Man,
But
you've been really reiterating that here.
number, yeah, I it, it's just so ridiculous of a story. So five green at Pine Forest, and right by the tee box is a house on the corner with a pool, bunch of dogs, and the guy is, at least at the time, was a member who had been there for years, like knew everyone, so very well connected at Pine Forest. And couple of buddies are playing, and they decide that they're going to go start barking at the dogs. So they're on all fours up at the gate, barking at dogs. Dogs are barking back, just causing an absolute scene, having a bark off with these dogs, and they're just going crazy. Of course, the guy comes out pissed, calls the pro. The pro comes out. I think he was more confused than he was mad, but I don't know. I don't think they got kicked off, but just being at a country club, barking at someone's dog, just riling them up. Just, good stuff. Good stuff.
Wow. Well, those
Yeah.
are some of our golf stories here. So if you have any crazy golf stories, or let us know, comment below if you've been kicked off a golf course or what your worst experience has been with a marshal. Because look, the marshals, their job is to get you off the tee, or the starters, right? That's kind of a quasi marshal, right? Get you off the
Yep.
tee, say, have fun, gentlemen. Try to keep pace of play. And honestly, I don't want to hear another word from you. I don't. It may be, hey, good ball, or you know, if he says like, man, like that was really far left, or like, man, it's deep woods over there. It's like, all right, sir, I don't want to hear that.
Maybe
But
you can't park your, you can't go past a cart sign here. It's cart path only, stuff like that you get, but
yeah,
yeah.
I and
feel
half the
you.
time it's an honest mistake because like maybe the signage isn't clear. There's sometimes we just blatantly ignore, but I feel like sometimes nowadays you have the carts with the screens right on top, and like the cart will stop you if you've gone too far or if you're in an area that you're not supposed to be in, like a hazard. What do they call it? Like a natural grown area? Yeah. Anyway, so wow, I'm with T-Bone, I was not expecting the episode to go this way, but I'm loving it so far.
Can't believe I forgot about that. Yeah, I'm worked up thinking about it. But I think that guy was in for a long day if he was going to continue to talk to people like that. Didn't sit well with me.
Nope, nor should it. Nor should it. So T-Bone, we got 5 minutes left here on this Zoom recording. You want to keep going, or you just want to wrap it up from here, or do you want to do top five?
I'll let you lead the way. I think this is a good episode. Maybe what we could do is drop this episode. I like how we're just letting the viewers hear all this. Drop
That's
this
right.
episode, and then we maybe do a little top five and have that in the archives for a future episode.
Okay. Yeah, or maybe we can just like drop it later this week, like a little surprise top five.
We'll keep you guys on your feet, but I think we wrap this one and then let's get back on the mic. Maybe we add
All
it, who
right.
knows?
Yeah, that sounds good. Hey, well, if we do or we don't, everybody go to drinkingbuddy.com, use promo code 300 for 10% off your order. Official sponsor of 300 Part Pod. Again, let us know of your worst experiences with the Marshalls. And if you live in the Houston area, let us know what your least favorite golf holes are. Because maybe we'll do a little more research, a little more brainstorming. We'll do a full episode about that as well. Because it's a little bit slower time here in golf. Again, the Travelers was this week. Keegan Bradley just went freaking off shooting. What did he shoot this week? He
23
shot 62, 63, 64, 68 for 23 under par. And he had a couple bogeys coming down the stretch too. So, I mean, look, it's good leaderboard. Don't really care. Honestly, it's the Travelers. Sorry. It's just, I don't like golf tournaments like that because it's just an absolute birdie fest. And it's like, it's not really entertaining to me personally. So, but especially coming off the US Open too. Like, that's just, it's such a weird transition. But anyway, congrats to Keegan Bradley, New England guy, winning in Connecticut. That wraps up the Travelers. So, T-Bone, I think that's all I got for this episode here. Any final thoughts for this episode that we're dropping today?
No, I would just say didn't expect to get all worked up and heated, but I'm happy I remembered that. And if you're out at Gus, look out for Marshalls. Except there's a cool one, there's a annoying one and a mean one. So
Yeah. Everybody's not all
even
bad
one.
out
But
there.
yeah, we got drink. Yeah, no, I for sure. No, we got drinking buddy. We're getting the ball rolling with Heineken, and then happy to add Waterloo Turf to the party as well. So all systems go. We may or may not hear from you guys before the fourth, but if not, hit them straight. Don't play with fireworks, and have a good time.
Yeah, we don't want to pull a JPP here and blow off half your hand with
I was thinking that
fireworks.
specifically for golf would not work well. So,
No.
missing
Dude,
finger.
there was one junior golfer from the Austin area who had, I think, two or three fingers on his right hand. I think I remember who his name, but I don't want to say it because I could be wrong. But he was a heck of a player. A heck of a player. I think he played in college. If I'm not mistaken. Pretty neat.
I
So
don't
hey,
have
it's
enough
possible,
time to
but
tell the story. Yeah.
yeah, still wouldn't recommend blowing off half your hand, JPP. So, but hey, he's still playing the NFL just with a big old club. But yeah, T-Bone, I think that about wraps it up. Again, subscribe, rate, review, subscribe to YouTube. Let us know your comments again. Emails in the description below. T-Bone, I think that's all I got. Appreciate you coming on. I'm Scott for T-Bone, and remember.
Little white ball's life.